In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
The best and worst cities for staycation. We'll have a new ranking from WalletHub after this.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Bad news, travel industry. Nearly two-thirds of Americans are not planning to take a vacation this year. It means they'll stay around the house during their allotted time off. A staycation, if you will. Personal finance website WalletHub is out with its 2016 report on best and worst cities for staycations. So what cities are worth hanging around for staycations, and what cities scream, we got to get out of this place? WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez joins us. First of all, Jill, what criteria did WalletHub use to determine the best and worst cities for staycations?
Really, almost everything under the sun. We use 28 different metrics here that range from where's the most enjoyable place, wallet-friendly, across three different metrics, recreation, food and entertainment, and then finally rest and relaxation.
Of course, one person's ideal staycation location could be another person's destination worth leaving home for. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why we do try to break these out into certain categories. Recreation, for instance, if swimming or golfing or shooting hoops, playing tennis is not your thing, then you probably want to be avoiding Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, several other places on this list. You can actually, you know, kind of pick and choose where you'd want to stay. The same things you said were for food and entertainment, and then rest and relaxation if you want kind of a spa getaway instead.
Okay, here we go. Let's look at the top 10, or at least part of it. Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Florida, rank 1, 2, and 3. St. Petersburg, Florida at number 9. You mentioned recreation and other factors. That would probably put them in the top 3, or top 10 in this case.
Absolutely, especially when we're looking at public golf courses, like we said. So mostly for recreation, plus the cost of living down there is very affordable. So you can be, you know, maybe staying close by to home, but still grabbing a hotel room if you really want to make it a true staycation. And you can still be, you know, really within budget, even for a family of four or five. So that's what makes those cities very special.
Yeah, Honolulu was number 10, not because of low costs, I'm betting.
Not because of low cost, although it does cost a lot of money to get there.
Yeah.
So if you're already there, you might as well stay put. It's going to cost you a lot of money to leave from there as well. But as far as recreation goes, they have so many options. A lot of them are going to come at a pretty penny, but too many options not to be in that top 10.
You had Salt Lake City, Utah as number 4.
That's right. Salt Lake City has becoming really a booming recreation spot, especially within the last 3 to 5 years. So we're seeing a lot of things like public golf courses, baseball diamonds, a lot of parks and hiking trails, bike lanes. So if you really do want to get out and see the outdoors, not only should you stay there in summer, but it's quite an affordable time to be there as well.
And I notice here Seattle has the most coffee shops per 100,000 residents, nearly 110, which is almost 30 times more than in Laredo, Texas, the city with the fewest, 3.67. Stay home, stay caffeinated, I guess.
That's right. I mean, we looked at things like coffee shops, ice cream and frozen yogurt shops, beer gardens. So really, whatever your, you know, quote, cup of tea or cup of coffee is, there's definitely a prime location for you.
All right. Columbus, Georgia has the most parks per 100,000 residents, 213, which is more than 22 times more in Hialeah, Florida. Also, let's see, Columbus, Georgia has the most tennis courts per 100,000 residents. And let's see, looking down here, Columbus, Georgia has the lowest cost of house cleaning services, $110, 4 times less expensive than in Salt Lake City. So why isn't Columbus, Georgia in the top 10?
Yes, Columbus, Georgia is more middle of the road here. Unfortunately, when it comes to some other things, that's where it didn't do as well. So yes, cheap cleaning, which, by the way, we added in there because some of our experts said to make it a true staycation, you have to stop doing your household chores.
Right.
So definitely very notable here, and I think should definitely be considered and looked at. But Columbus ranked 41st out of all 150 cities. The main reason was just the food and entertainment ranking. Not a lot of nightlife options, not a lot of affordable 4.5-star restaurants. But, as you mentioned, plenty of recreational activities to choose from.
Okay, at the other end of the spectrum, speaking of food and entertainment, you had Los Angeles at 143, New York at 148. Must have been other reasons.
Absolutely. So this is going to come not only down to cost, but just getting around and then being able to pay for that as well. Of course, L.A., hard to get almost anywhere in the nick of time, at least. And you pay for that kind of premium to be able to get around. New York, the same way. Hopefully, if you are having a staycation, you're a little bit more familiar with the subway systems there, some public transportation. If you're relying on cabs to get from one place to another, I don't have to tell you, that's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, yeah. Yonkers, New York, just north of New York City, 146.
Yeah, Yonkers actually ranked dead last, 150th, when it came to recreation. So not a lot of tennis courts, not a lot of really big golfing options either.
Chula Vista, California, south of San Diego, was dead last, number 150. Why, Jill? Why Chula Vista?
I know, poor Chula Vista here. I mean, when you're even looking at things like shopping centers, boating tours, movie costs and bowling costs, nightlife options, all of those things, both here, very expensive and not a lot of options. So you're really stuck at maybe one movie place or one shopping center, one bowling alley. If that's not what you're looking for, of course, it's not as much of a worry, but you're paying a premium and there's not a lot of supply to go around. Doesn't make too much sense.
Chicago overall was 99th. Boston ranked 47th overall. San Francisco was number 23 as far as the best staycation place.
That's right. So all of those have a few things in common. First of all, a lot of diverse restaurants, but it's going to cost you to go ahead and eat out. So it depends how you plan your staycation. If you're saying, hey, meals are the one thing that we do have to do at home, everything else, we can go out and see the city, see our metro area, then of course that matters a little bit less. But, you know, we looked at this pretty all-encompassingly. So we wanted to see if you really made this a true vacation. You had a maid clean your room. You had yourself go out to some nice meals and, of course, see the rest of the sights, get around town. That's just hard to do, first of all, in these cities year-round,
yeah.
But particularly if you're trying to make a vacation out of it.
Jill Gonzalez, analyst for Wallet Hub, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Anytime. Happy travels.
And you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, if you have an Android device, you can look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.